Illinois State Representative Patrick Windhorst. Patrick, how are you this Monday morning, buddy?
Doing great, Tom. How are you doing?
Good. Other than I had to go back to work. I mean, there's
well,
that.
Yeah. There's always that.
There's always that. Hey, you know, last week, this press release and, you know, watching some of the quotes coming out of this press from, and you were mentioned in this prominently, in these CCLs and FOID cards, you know, and the Illinois State Police put out this press release saying, look, there's a lot of things here, in particular growth, and the count was swept in 2015. And, you know, but still, I don't know, you're a prosecutor. Excuses carry a lot of weight when it comes to this? You know, oh, I can't do it, Judge. Well, you know, you said you would.
Right, especially if you have a legal obligation under the law. That's right. Excuses only go so far. I appreciated them putting out that, the state police putting out that information that gives us a full picture of what has occurred basically over the last 10 years, but even over the last five, about the growth in the use of the FOID card and CCL system. You know, it further strengthens my belief that we need to eliminate the FOID card entirely. I don't believe that is needed. It's necessary. We're one of only four states that has it. And that's the primary reason why I submitted a bill to eliminate that FOID card requirement. I just think we need to do away with it. And I think the state police could then take their efforts and put them more towards things that would better protect the citizenry.
You know, it's interesting. One of the quotes that I read last week was from State Representative Davidsmeyer, which you just alluded to. If the state police can't get the FOID program to work within the allotted time, it should be suspended immediately. We are required to follow the law, but they are not! And I think there's a lot to that when, you know, you got law-abiding citizens saying we're doing everything right, but you aren't, and you said you would. I mean, is this a legitimate reason, or is this an opportunity for conservatives to do away with a FOID card in the state of Illinois?
Well, it's definitely presenting some opportunities. I don't know with the current makeup of the General Assembly that we'll ever, at this General Assembly, be able to pass that legislation. I want to be realistic about it, but I'm going to press forward again and push for it, and there are other members on my side of the aisle that will be pushing for it. But even with that, we have to then make sure that people are able, if we're not able to eliminate the FOID card, we have to make sure our residents are able to exercise their constitutional rights. And that means there has to be reform of the system. On that end, the state police director has expressed willingness to work with legislators on some fixes that may make some progress on shortening the delays, hopefully eliminating the delays, and allowing helping those problems to go away.
What kind of fixes, Patrick?
Well, there were several that I put forward that weren't completely rejected. Some of them are, you know, I think are fairly simple. One of them is on a renewal, expanding the amount of time someone can apply for a renewal. That way they can get the renewal completed by the time the expiration occurs. So right now it's at 90 days, expand that out to 180 days. Renewals according of the FOID card, according to the state police, are taking about 120 days. So that would give them ample time to complete the processing and allow someone who has applied to have their card before the expiration date. I mean, as you know, Tom, if you don't have your FOID card with the correct date on it, it's very difficult to purchase things, the ammunition, firearms. Even though the state police said this is valid, the vendors are still wanting to see the actual FOID card with the correct expiration date.
Well,
so this would help eliminate that concern.
Punishments that are in store for you if you don't, I understand their hesitancy.
Right. I mean, that's the concern from people who, the vendors, is, look, if we get tripped up on this, we could lose our livelihood. We could lose our business. So they're being extra cautious about how they operate. There's been other delays in the CCL and FOID system on appeals from denials. I think that the state police should be responding to those in a much shorter time frame, 60 days. Right now, it's an open-ended, endless time frame. Could be, has been several months, sometimes up to a year. And I think that we need to look at ways to eliminate having dual cards, just having the CCL be an endorsement on the FOID card. That way, people don't have to carry two cards. It would also allow for elimination of the gap between your FOID card expiration date and a CCL expiration date, which has caused problems. Now, under the law, if your FOID card, I'm going to back up. If you apply for your CCL, in the last 5 years of your FOID, which is good for 10 years, you and you do not renew your FOID, and your FOID expires, then they will revoke automatically your CCL, which means then a person, an otherwise law-abiding citizen, may be committing a felony and not realize it because they've had their cards revoked. And to me, that just shouldn't be. The law shouldn't operate that way. We need to make sure the systems are paired up. And I think that's just a common sense fix that it should pass.
Average wait 121 days for a FOID card, Illinois.
That's right. And that's on renewals, which on the initial application, I don't believe they put the time out on how long those are taking. I don't believe it's the same amount.
I think it was 196 for some reason, 191 maybe. But I'd say I wouldn't stand on that and make a bet on it, I can tell you that. Special Investigative Committee. Will Speaker Madigan, will this be the last full month that we refer to Mike Madigan as Speaker of the House?
I certainly hope so. Now, I think that if anybody's been around Springfield or watched state government for any amount of time, there's kind of a feeling you don't bet against Mike Madigan. But it looks like the 19 Democrats who have come out against him put out a letter over the weekend again stating they're not going to support him. So it appears that unless there's some consensus reached on that side, they're going to be at loggerheads trying to reach agreement. And from my perspective, we go back to session next month. It'll be interesting to watch that play out and then to see what they come up with. So to answer your question more directly, I hope so. I'm beginning to think so more and more each day, but until it happens, you're not going to be sure.
Even if he's not Speaker, that won't make the problems go away. The Special Investigative Committee, of which you are a member, currently waiting for documents to be supplied by ComEd, voluntary documents, but it's been a long wait. People say, no, we don't want to endanger the committee members. We're waiting for documents, so we're not going to meet on it. And for many people, the proverbial kicking the can down the road is one of the euphemisms that people use, but others might just simply say, well, you're trying to protect the Speaker.
Just to correct one thing, Tom, I'm on a lot of committees, but I'm not on this one yet. I'm involved down the road in this, but this is committee supposed to meet today. I think people are kind of keeping an eye open to see, will it actually meet? Will they actually go forward and have a meeting, especially with all the other conversations that are going on around the Speaker? You know, the whole process with not only this, but ethics reform and other things that have occurred that are pressing issues for the state, it's all been a kicking the can down the road operation. And I don't think anybody would be surprised if further delays occurred in this investigative committee.
Have you seen the census numbers? What are your concerns?
I believe we're going to lose population that is going to be pretty significant for my legislative district, potentially up to 10% decrease from 10 years ago. Illinois as a whole has lost population. Our region has lost more relative to the rest of the state. We will most likely lose a congressman or congressional seat. Hopefully it's just one and not more than one, but even losing one is more than we can really afford. We need all the representation we can get in Washington, and we need to make sure our area has adequate representation in numbers in Springfield as well.
So my understanding, the state of Illinois is going to borrow $2 billion and pay it back over a relatively short period of time. I think 2, maybe 3 years.
It's nice to see that they'll pay it back in a shorter period of time, but to me, we have gotten into a lot of trouble with our borrowing, and so we need it to operate, but with the failure of the progressive tax, there needs to be a harder look, which has been owing for many years, a harder look at the budget and the cuts that need to be made to make sure that we are bringing our budget in line with what we can afford. The people of the state of Illinois sent a message loud and clear during the election. They do not want any additional taxes. They are basically, the citizens have told us in Springfield, you need to get the fiscal house in order. You need to make sure you are making reforms that are needed and making cuts that are needed and get to work on that. Quit asking us for more money. And hopefully the leadership on all parties is taking that seriously. I know I am. I, of course, oppose the tax increases. And we'll continue to do so. The governor earlier, or I guess it was now last year, had told his agencies we need to have 6.5% cuts brought to him so he could see what they would look like to get prepared for that potential reality. Well, that reality is now here. And the governor now needs to release those recommendations for cuts so we can get to work on that work.
So, final question. When are you going back to Springfield? When are you and the rest of the House going back to Springfield?
It looks like it'll be right after the first of the year. We've been told the Bank of Springfield Center, which is where the House will meet, has been reserved for right after, like, January 5th, I believe, is the date. That'll lead up to inauguration, which will be the second Wednesday in January. Looks like we're going to take up matters potentially related to the budget, but there has been a big push here lately for some criminal justice and police reform bills to be passed. I think that will be one of the primary discussions we have, is what that reform will look like and what bills are going to be put forward. Haven't seen a whole lot yet in bill form, but we'll see more as the year ends.
Illinois State Representative Patrick Windhorst to start us off this week. Patrick, I really do appreciate your time. Sorry about getting that special investigative committee thing wrong, but I appreciate every minute.
Oh, no, thank you. And I want to wish your listeners a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.